Blog Talk Radio.
Decided to be a part of this evening's show. Welcome. You are on live with Keeping It Together with your host, Montavian Mr. Morrow. I'm glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're here. I hope you're here because you wanted to come back and hear the rest of last week's story, because I left you on a cliffhanger. And I'm glad if you're coming back to listen to the rest of this story to get what you need to get your relationship together. By way of announcements, you know, I got to move through this fairly quickly, so we make sure that we have enough time to get to that story again. I'm glad that you're here. Welcome. You still got a little bit of time. Go call everybody and tell them to get online. Submister's on the air doing what he do. Call your mama Nim, call your daddy Nim, call your cousin Nim. Tell them to wake up. They done had enough time now to sleep off their hangovers from all the last night's clubbing and partying. You done had enough time to get your belly full after church and have a quick nap and get on. So now come on and get some more information, and let's see if we can help you out by way of your relationship woes. See if we can give you a couple of more tips to get you on through. To make you hold on a little bit tighter, or if need be, help you to let go. Make you get over a few of these hurdles and get on with your life. And we want you to be as happy and as well as we can possibly make you. Tell everybody you know. Tell them to get on FaceLine. Click on the link. If you don't have web access or your web is acting up, you still on dial-up for some reason, you can always call in. The call-in number to the show is 646-564-9774. Again, call your people. Send them a text. Tell them, call this number right here and just listen in. It's 646-564-9774. If you are able to actually log in and get online via Blog Talk Radio, then the chat is now open. I'm opening it right now as we speak. The chat is officially open. If you're logged on via Blog Talk Radio, you can always hit us up on the chat line if you have any questions, comments, concerns, prayer requests, announcements, anything you want to get in, shoot it to me on the chat line, and let's see if we can get it on the air for you. By way of announcements, on Mondays, I hope y'all getting this down right, on Mondays, we want you listening to The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon every Monday night, The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon, Monday night, 8 o'clock. That's after you done got in, you done got everything together, you done fed the kids, and you done sat down and listen to Ken and Kelsey tell you about how to be more successful in your day-to-day lives. This is a wonderful show with two wonderful people. I love them to death. You can't beat these. You know, I got to stay with people who are aggressive and out here getting after it and they're chasing their dreams. They're not just talking about it. They're going after it. So Monday, 8 o'clock, get in there. Be on the line. Same bad channel, same bad place. TheBlogTalkRadio.com. Look up The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. And then on Tuesday nights, We want you to come right back again at 6 o'clock for the business makeover with our fearless leader, Ms. Sharice Riley. Sharice is telling you how to get your business off the ground and running. This is the business makeover. Sometimes you got to take what you already have going, and you need to give it a makeover. Give it a makeover. You out here trying to sell pies. You need to be out here trying to sell apple pies. You selling pies to the wrong people. You need to take them over across town and sell them. You'll make more money. You need to get on here and listen to the nuggets that she's dropping off for free. All of these things we're telling you, these are free services. If you want the paid stuff, you got to come get it. You can get with any of us. Also, give with us for advertising. We have people that are actually listening to these broadcasts, and they want to advertise, or they are looking for the products that you have. We have people that listen that need what you have. Get with me and find out what it costs to what it's going to cost for us to get you on and run a commercial spot. We got time. We have the ability to put you on. We can get you in front of some people. So Monday nights at 8 o'clock, check out The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon every Monday. On Tuesday night, get with Ms. Sharice Riley. She is helping you get your business in line. She is a life coach certified, and she will help you get your business in line, among other things. Tuesday at 6 o'clock every night on Blog Talk Radio. Look on my site for links to these things. And then you got to get right back here with me every Sunday night, baby. Every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, we back at it. We are helping you with your relationships, helping you with your dating, helping you with your parenting, helping you with your career objectives. We're going to be talking about everything that has to do, that starts with you and goes outward, where you have to deal with other people. But we especially deal with relationships, because this is what we got to come home to. So get with us on that. So those are announcements. Govern yourselves accordingly. Govern yourselves accordingly. Now, on last week, we went over some things, and we talked about we answered a few questions, actually, on last week, and we had one question that we spawned from the week before that we were answering, and we were answering that question by way of story. So we will continue that story. We're going to continue it towards the end, because I need to get through some of this other stuff. Don't worry. I know I left y'all hanging a little bit on last week, but you're back here now. Don't worry. We will get to the end of that story. We will finish the story. Have no fear. But prior to us doing that, we got a couple of things that we want to go over in the time that we have allotted. And we're going to make that happen. We are definitely going to make that happen. So today, our topic is, or what we're going to be discussing today, is dating. We are going to be discussing dating. Those of you that are single, see, this is not just about those of us who are married or in some sort of relationship. We also want to make sure that we touch on and talk to those who are actually looking to get into relationships. You are actually looking for somebody to get with. You're looking for somebody to link your life to, and you're out here searching. You're trying to find somebody. You know, there are a lot of people that have been, you're turned off with dating. You're tired of dating. You're tired of trying to find somebody. The biggest story that I hear, or the biggest complaint that I hear is, you know, man, ain't nobody out here. Ain't nothing out here. Man, the men say these women ain't shit, and the women say these men ain't shit. I got hope for you, people. I got hope for you. Or if they're saying that the men and women ain't shit, then or they're saying all the women that I'm looking for is looking for another woman. Or all the men that I'm looking for has got another man. So they either ain't shit or they looking for the same thing I'm looking for. Ladies and gentlemen, there is hope. There is hope. Hold on, I'll preach it to you. Ladies and gentlemen. I say ladies and gentlemen. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's hope for you. There is someone out there that's looking for you. They're looking for somebody just like you. They are looking for you. As hard as you're looking for them, they are looking for you. I promise you that for everything, for everybody, there's somebody else. I'm a true believer in that. For everybody, as crazy as you are, for everybody, there's somebody else. There, you have your rib is out here running around, or your body, whichever the case may be, is out here running around looking for you. Now, as we get into this, before I get into it too deep, we're going to take a quick break. Take a very quick break so we can get back into it. And we want to start talking about, we want to give you a couple of few tips on dating in the time that we have allotted. But before we get into that, I want you to check this jam out. This is one of my favorites. Sometimes how you have to deal with people. I want y'all to check this out, and we'll be right back with you here on keeping it together with your boy, Mr. Morrow.
Hey, I'm right back at him. I said, this shit here for everybody. Y'all hustle. Everybody. Hey! Everybody wanna be a boy. Everybody wanna be a boy. Everybody got a job. Everybody get money. Everybody say they from the hood. Everybody real. But they not, boy. Every chick say that she a bad chick. Everybody on Instagram looking like they made rich, but they not. Everybody say they started from the bottom, now they hit the top. Everybody say they got haters, everybody got paper. I guess ain't nobody broke. But who is me to talk about the niggas out here flex? When I did it before. And who is you to talk about this real bang man? But you see a nigga in it with the top down. Well, you sound like a hater on the front line. I'ma hit the block for you one more time. Everybody got something to say, everybody wanna hate. If you ask me, okay. In the club dancing on a friend trying to pretend. When you know you go both ways, and think that shit cool. Don't you be fooled. You should bring your friend home with you. Tell you eat a then you can't be mad. Cause you shouldn't have gave me the wrong picture. Everybody wanna be a boy. Everybody wanna be a boy. Everybody got a job. Everybody get money. Everybody say they from the hood. Everybody real. But they not, boy. Every chick say that she a bad chick. Everybody on Instagram looking like they mad rich, but they not. Everybody say they started from the bottom, now they in the top. Everybody like, everybody shit, everybody with the shit, that's life. And everybody tryna block the next chick, not knowing his chick is the next chick. Rose gold rolling, there's a check on my wrist. Oh, I'm about to blow a check in it.
I am.
Truth be told, I don't even drink. But I'm tryna turn up for a beer. I know a lot of nobodies wanna be somebody.
Yeah.
Plug on the way, that's a new Bugatti.
Yeah.
25 bands, it turned up hot.
Yeah.
CMG eating. That's everybody.
Nope.
Nobody wanna be lame. Know a lot of nobodies, but won't say nobody name. Nobody snatch my chain. True scream. I ain't in nobody lane. Everybody wanna be a boy. Everybody wanna be a boy. Everybody got a job. Everybody get money. Everybody say they from the hood. Everybody real. But they not, boy. Every chick say that she a bad chick. Everybody on Instagram looking like they made rich, but they not. Everybody say they started from the bottom, now they hit the top. Everybody. Everybody, this shit here for everybody, everybody. I said this shit here for everybody, everybody. Yeah, everybody, everybody. Everybody going to the mall, buying the designer. Got $100 Lana, Hermes belt on some DG jeans. Child support looking high and low to find. Everybody balling in the club, popping ball of bamboo. But if a wanna know the truth, that still owe the plug
check.
And they rent a coupe
check.
And the watch ain't real
check.
And the chain ain't too. Shawty got a mean some followers, a mean some problem. But she a different person on the ground. Meet her in person, you like, where all the purse? Out your head, head color, shawty, you ain't got nail. Everybody need to be themselves. Everybody famous, ain't no regular people left. Everybody smoking no. If you smoking regular, you know you gotta smoke by yourself. Everybody wanna be a boy. Everybody wanna be a boy. Everybody got a job, everybody get money. Everybody say they from the hood. Everybody real, but they not, boy. Every chick say that she a bad chick. Everybody on Instagram looking like they made rich, but they not. Everybody say they started from the bottom, now they hit the top. Cause this shit here for everybody, everybody. I got money I put on everybody, everybody. Keep one in the head, cause I don't trust nobody, nobody. I'ma put it out and let it ride. I'ma hit everybody, everybody. I swear you can get it. this. Everybody wanna be a boy. Everybody wanna be a chill. Boy, everybody got a chopper. Everybody get money. Everybody say they from the hood. Everybody real, but they not, boy. Every chick say that she a bad chick. Everybody on Instagram looking like they made rich, but they not. Everybody said they started from the bottom, now they at the top. I said this shit here for everybody, everybody.
Hey, we back with you, we back with you, we are back with you. Hey, that's my jam right there, that is my jam right there. You ever have, you know, you got some of them songs that just make you go in like that, just make you go in. I'm up here out of breath, just dancing, just going in on That's My Jam. Everybody ain't real. Everybody ain't real. That's one of my jams. I need another break. I done danced myself all the way through the break. I was supposed to be sitting down reading something. Okay, I'm catching my breath. We're going to get back in here. Oh, okay, ladies and gentlemen, good to have you with us. You're back on the line. We're online with keeping it together with your boy, Montavian, Mr. Morrow. And tonight we are talking about dating. We're going to go into some dating 101 for you right quick. Just a few tips. I have a few tips just before we get into, before we get back to the story, actually. I'm going to give you a few tips here about when you're out looking for someone. You are out looking for a mate. You're trying to find somebody to spend the rest of your life with. Or you're trying to find somebody to date. You're trying to find somebody to spend time with. Whatever the case may be, you're out looking. And you want to maximize your efforts in seeking someone. That is the goal. You don't want to just be out here frivolously all over the place looking for whatever you find. You know, you out here kissing frogs hoping that they're going to turn into princes. And, you know, kissing sleeping beauties and they still sleep. So that's not what the goal is. Realize one thing, that everything starts with you. You will hear me say that on multiple occasions. You're going to get tired of hearing me say everything starts with you. Everything starts with you. Let's start with this. Know what you want. Tip number one. Know what you want before you start looking. If you've ever gone, I'm one that has spent some time doing fasts and you know, doing fasting and prayer and things of that nature. One thing that I learned is that I learned that I don't go to the store hungry. I don't go grocery shopping on an empty stomach, going in like Wile E. Coyote starving. You don't do that. You don't go out searching. I don't go to the store and just go up and down the aisles of the store. I go to the store with a list. I figure out what it is that I want to eat. I figure out what it is that is going to take me to get that meal together, and I write it down on a list, and I go and look specifically for those things. Same thing with dating. If you are dating, before you go out and look, you need to know what it is that you're looking for. Are you looking for a man or a woman that makes a certain income? Are you looking for a certain body type? Are you looking for a certain amount of number of children that they can or cannot have? Are you looking for them to be a certain pedigree, meaning that they were born a Rothschild or one of the Jackson families or something of that nature? You need to know what it is that you're looking for. If you don't know what it is that you're looking for, how will you know when you have found it? Do they have to have a certain temperament? Can they have dirty fingernails? Or is it okay if the man gets a manicure? Or is it okay if she has short hair versus long hair? If you work out, do they have to work out? You need to know what it is that you're looking for. Understand what you want. Figure out what it is that you want prior to going and looking for it. Otherwise, you'll spend more time spinning your wheels than you will actually finding somebody. Other than knowing what you want, if you do not like, here's point number two, if you do not like what you have been attracting, You know, when you're saying that, because the men and women who say that it ain't shit out here, it's, I can't find nobody because ain't nothing out here, it's because of what you have been attracting. If you do not like what it is that you have been attracting, then you need to change your bait. Like I just said, everything starts with you. You attract. Attract means things that come to you. Not the things that you go to. Those are things that attract you. We want to figure out what it is that you are attracting. What is it that about you that's pulling all these ain't shit people? You got a lot of ain't shitters. And they are drawn to you for some reason or another. If all the thugs come to holler at you, then you have a thug attraction. It's something about you that's attracting all the thugs. If you 75 and you attracting all the high school boys, it's something about you that's attracting. You a bad 75-year-old. I got to tell you that. But there's something about you that attracts that type of person or those types of people. You have to equate dating to fishing, and this is what I equate it to. I look at dating like fishing. If you are trying to catch catfish, you don't use shiny bait. That's what you use for bass. You use stink bait, and then you fish at the bottom of the pond, not at the top. If you're catching bass, you use shiny bait, and you go in the mid-drift. You have to bait your hook based on what you are trying to attract. You can't attract and expect to keep a wealthy, successful businessman, and you look like you just stepped out of the Bruton Bazaar with everything that was on sale, because that is not what they're attracted to. They're attracted to people who have what they have. Most people are attracted to things that are in common with what they do. So if you're looking for a businessman, he's looking for a businesswoman as a keeper, if that's what you're looking for. Because most people that are looking to date are looking for someone who are keepers, someone who I can take home. This going to be us. If you're looking for a one-nighter, hey, that's anywhere. You can get that anywhere. But we're talking right now, we're actually talking about the keepers. If you're looking for someone, and I don't care whether you're 375 pounds or you're 100 pounds soaking wet with rocks in your pockets, if you are a person who works out and you are into health, and that is something that you may not have been in, but that's what you're looking for, then you're not going to find that at Fat Jack's Burgers. You're going to find that in the gym, in the health food stores, in health fairs and things that have to do with keeping good health. You're not going to find that. You have to change what it is about you that to attract what it is that you are looking for. And I know that there are a lot of people that say, well, if he can't take me as I am, or if she can't take me as I am, then she doesn't deserve me. Okay, this is one of the reasons why you by yourself. This is why you keep attracting the same things. It's not that you want to change who you are. I wear something different every day. That doesn't change the core of who I am. That just changes the presentation that I have for that day. I still behave towards people the same way that I behave towards them. So that's a whole different story. So that's not what I mean when I say change up you. You change up your attraction based on what you're wanting. So know what you want before you go looking, and if you don't like what you're attracting, change your bait. Change where you're looking. If you are in the clubs looking for everything, maybe you need to try a different venue. Get out of the club looking. Quit walking through Walmart with your high heels on, you know, trying to find a man. Loosen up that T-shirt. And, you know, get out of Walmart, Club Walmart, what we like to call it, and go to the library. You're looking for somebody with some sense, go to the library. You know, go to some places, go to the museums, go to places that have some sort of culture involved in them. Because that's if that indeed is what you are looking for. If you're looking for, a down-ass broad, you know, a thug, ride or die, Yeah, going to club is ratchet night. Every club got a ratchet night. Figure it out and go there. You know, you can get what you're looking for. Change where you're looking. If what you've been attracting is not what you're looking for, change where you're looking. And I have to get on this right quick for a little bit. For those of us, because there's a lot of us have done, because I've done online dating. If you are an online dater, you are online looking for somebody. I've met a great deal of wonderful people online, so I can't down the online dating. Here is my advice to you if you are online dating, or you online daters. Get your online dating profile picture together, okay? If you are dating online, well, if you're dating, period, ladies and gentlemen, put your best foot forward. What that means is make your best presentation possible. I don't mean come to your first date with someone in a tuxedo, full with tails and top hat. I mean put your best foot forward. If you're meeting someone for the first time, you only get one opportunity to make a first impression. Go on and get your shave in, get your hair cut. All of these things, when you look nice, you feel nice, it makes you feel better. It changes the way that you carry yourself. You make a much better presentation. You are more confident in your presentation. This is male or female. Girl, get your wig split, fried, dye, laid to the side. Get that good weave put in. You know, put your best foot forward. Let the person see that you clean up well. Let them see that before they see that face in the, you know, that morning you ain't had your coffee, your makeup before you done sandblasted and painted everything. We don't need to see that. That need to be a surprise. You know, we don't need to see that just yet. But you put your best foot forward. Your online dating profile picture, that first picture, needs to be your good picture. It needs to be your best picture because they're clicking on that based on that picture. Tip number one, don't have your online picture as a group picture because we don't know who you are. You got you and all your homeboys on your profile picture for your dating site. That's tip number one. Tip number two, quit taking pictures with people who look better than you and putting them online as your dating picture. Your sexy little homegirl that's your best friend and she's cute as she can be, she's stealing all your men and she already got three. That's why you can't get one. They clicking on your profile thinking they're getting her and it's your profile. Get her off of there. You need to have your online profile with your pic. It's okay to put some of the other pictures, you know, to show that you do have friends. That's fine. You know, you do have friends, and you can have, hey, this us hanging out, this me. But you don't have 19 pictures of you and all your other friends. It's your dating profile. Where people are looking at you, they're trying to see what you're all about. How and your pictures are to show how you look. Point number three, your online data. These pictures, they need to show your interests. You know, if you're a musician, you need a picture of you playing your instrument. If you work out, go put a picture. Hey, in the gym, that show because when I'm looking at some of these dating profile pictures. You know, it tells me your story. If all your pictures are at work, then that shows me you at work ain't doing shit but taking selfies. You got one for every day of the week, and they all in the same place. Listen, you need to change some of that up. Point number four, if you only have pictures of your head, you only have what I call head selfies. You got 27 head selfies on your dating profile. I am talking to both men and to women. You are suspect. That shows that you are, that what that says is that you are lonely and hiding something because one, you don't have anybody to take a picture of you, and two, you only have headshot photos. What you hide? Do you have six elbows? Do you have a third titty? What is going on below your neck that you don't want us to see? That is suspect. I don't care if you are 2 pounds or 250 pounds, whatever it is that you have, put a full representation of what you are online, because what will happen is you will waste your time as well as somebody else's, and then get your feelings hurt when you show up and they like, was that a high school picture, or you was cute, but I wasn't expecting, you know, all the rest of this to show up to dinner. Is this just you? Is that all of it, or is this a mo? I'm just curious. Make sure that you have not just your face or your headshots, but give them what you got, whatever it is, and smile. Smile. If you are taking a picture, smile. I know y'all, you know, a lot of ladies, y'all do these duck lips and whatnot. All right, okay. We've already worn thin on all of that. Smile. I don't care if you ain't got but three teeth and all of them is at the back, at the top. Smile. Smile. A smile on a picture makes all the difference. You look like you just murdered somebody and they shine the light on you. You looking surprised, or you look like you looking evil on the picture, or you mean mugging. That's what we get from a lot of the dudes. You ain't smiling on the picture. You mean mugging. Ain't nobody trying to get with you looking like I'm scared. I'm not gonna click on that. You frighten me. Or did you just get released? And then you mean mugging on all headshots. I'm thinking you got a straitjacket on up under the rest of that picture. Hey, it's a straitjacket. You are hugging yourself right now. No, smile on the picture. Smile. Okay, that's online profile. I just want to hit the. I'm a photographer. The whole month of June, I'm gonna do $25 headshots. Spread the word, just for you, just for y'all to get y'all headshots right. I'm gonna do $25 headshots for your dating profile pictures. Montavian Morrow Photography. Shameless plug. I sure did do it. Yes, I did. So here's another tip for you. Learn to do things by yourself. Learn to do things by yourself. Get into it. Quit taking 72 of your homeboys or 52 of your homegirls out with you everywhere you go. Y'all all go, this is what we see, and this is why we are failing to communicate with each other now. We all go out in these huge groups of people trying to find somebody, and you spend all the time with the people that you already know. So when you spend all that time with the folks that you already know, no one approaches you, and you wonder why you, or it's either the one that doesn't have a chance that approaches you, or no one approaches. So you go home the same way that you came. Be approachable. Smile. Men, quit mean mugging. Women, quit walking around with the stank face. All the men are out, and they look like they're ready to fight everybody. You out. You're supposed to be having a good time. Smile. Laugh. Enjoy yourself. Ladies, quit walking around looking like something stank. You look like you just walked through a big fart cloud the whole night. Just the whole night. Dance. Enjoy yourself. Talk to people. You know, get in with where you are. Enjoy the environment for the time that you have to spend there. No one wants to approach anyone looking like they're unapproachable, men and women. Get off the damn phone. You somewhere, you can't stop taking selfies and Facebooking and tweeting and Twittering and shit to even look out and see if there's anyone that's trying to get your attention and give you the eye. Because you texting and Facebooking and tweeting and everything else instead of doing what you need to do to try to attract someone. Get off the damn phone. And once you actually do meet someone and you're going to start talking with them and conversing with them, you met them wherever you met them. You met them at the club, you met them at the store, you met them in the museum, you met them at the jazz spot. Wherever you met them, at some Sunday brunch somewhere, wherever you met that person, you do, because we're living in an age of technology, you do a fair bit of texting. Listen, don't text, call. Call. I challenge you to actually pick up the phone, dial the number, and call someone and actually speak with them. we are losing a lot of our ability to communicate because we text, and we lose a lot of meaning in our conversations because we're attempting to text, and that cuts out a lot of the conversation because we want to text it and we don't want to text a book, so we actually can't tell them everything that we want to say because we're trying to keep it short. So I challenge you that when in your dating from this point forward, as you date, of course you're going to continue to text. It's become a way of life. But we want you to try back up on the texting a little bit and try actually picking up the phone, okay? These are just a few dating tips that I wanted to give you. This is 101. We didn't go all the way in. It's just 101. So before I get lynched, we got to get this story in here. From last week, we talked about how a young lady wanted to figure out how to get her husband not interested, but he was her husband, her man, whatever it may be, was not doing the things necessary to please her sexually in the bedroom, and she did not know how to address that without coming off the wrong way and starting another fight. So we talked about it, but in order for me to get it across to you in a good way, I wrote it. I had to write a little short story so that we could try to illustrate something for you. So I'm gonna get back. I'm gonna start it over, and we will get to finish it this go around. I promise you, I'm gonna finish the story. Okay. So here we go. As she sits at her desk, eagerly awaiting 5 o'clock, Ashley begins to think about all of the things she has to accomplish when she gets home. Make sure the kids have done their homework, get their clothes ready for tomorrow, get something prepared for dinner, find something for herself to wear tomorrow, make sure Dennis paid the yard man, call Mom to see how Aunt Sally is doing, etc., etc. The more her mind wandered and pondered on the many things she needed to do when she left work, the more daunting the tasks at work seemed to grow. The clock seemed to move slower and slower. Had someone taken the batteries out? As much as she didn't want to be at work today, she really didn't want to be at home either. Things were tense, to say the least, between her and Dennis. Instead of a kiss goodnight and a kiss good morning or even a kiss goodbye, they had been snapping at each other on all occasions. Ashley had even noticed that she had started to carry the practice into the office with her. She knew what the problem was, and it was past time to fix it. They hadn't had sex in over a month, all because of an argument about sex. See, Dennis wasn't exactly ringing Ashley's bell here lately, and as much as Ashley loved her some Dennis, those same old moves had worn pretty thin. They were great at first when it was new, but now that they had been together a while, it had gotten extremely boring and predictable. So when Ashley tried to tell him how she wanted to be pleased, the word struck Dennis's manhood on the wrong chord. As far as Dennis was concerned, what he had been doing had been good all this time. So who was she trying to compare him to? Who did something to her that was so different than what he had done that made her want him to replicate it? Obviously, what he had to offer was not good enough, and she could get what she needed from whoever did it right, or quote-unquote like she likes it now. So Ashley began to set her mind on resolving this problem. How would she get past his anger so she could tell him what she needed, and even more, get him to hear her and do it? Ashley thought, what is it that he needed from her? Maybe if he got something he needed, he would be more open to giving her what she needed. Then it came to her. That damn mister. Ashley had been listening to a popular internet radio show called Keeping It Together, hosted by this relationship coach called Mister. He had given several tips on this very situation. At the time, Ashley thought Mister's words were hilarious but a bit extreme. She thought to herself, who does all that? If it took all of that for two people, obviously they didn't need to be together. But all of a sudden, she understood. She didn't know whether she was acting out of insanity or despair, but she had run completely out of dams to give, and drastic times called for drastic measures. So she began to put together a master plan to get her relationship back on track. Ashley sends her manager an email stating that she needed to leave early due to an emergency at home. On her way home, she calls her mom and asks if the kids can stay over tonight and she would pick them up in the morning for school. She shrugs off mom's inquisitions and assures her that everything is okay. She and Dennis had somewhere to be, and getting back would be longer than she was comfortable with leaving the kids by themselves. She rushes home and packs a bag for the kids. She finishes just in time to get to the school and pick them up. No time to wait on the bus today. She had shit to do. Ashley was on a mission. She stops and grabs a family meal from KFC and drives the kids out to her mom's. After a stern threatening to her children, she kisses mom, tells her she'll be back early in the morning, and darts out of the door before she could start the Inquisition over again. Now to set her mind on the real task at hand. Mister said the three things a woman needed to do for her man were to feed him, screw him, and stroke his ego. As soon as she got home, she sauteed some lemon chicken, steamed some green beans, and jasmine rice for dinner. She didn't want the meal to be too heavy because for what she had planned for him, she didn't need him having an upset stomach. The first thing she knew she had to do was to get past his anger if this was going to work. What would Mr. tell her to do, she thought. Dennis was mad at Ashley, so she decided that Ashley wouldn't be there tonight. Since Dennis was such a big Beyonce fan, tonight he was coming home to Sasha. Ashley had done the negligee thing and didn't want Dennis to think anything about this evening was like any other. So she went and took a hot bath and donned herself in her favorite Bath and Body Works fragrances. She put on her lace boy shorts that complemented all they held within them, her sexiest heels and one of Dennis's t-shirts tied in the back. She fixed her hair and put a hair tie on her wrist because when the time was right, she didn't need it getting in her way. Ashley was ready just in time for Dennis to get home. As he turns the lock to get into the house, she pulls the door open and takes his keys. Then she steps back to give Dennis the opportunity to look her over. As he stands in the door, dumbfounded by what he sees, trying to get the words together to inquire as to what the hell was going on, Sasha begins to explain the rules of the evening. Tonight, this address was Sasha's house. There are rules at Sasha's house, and he must obey those rules if he wanted to enter into and remain in Sasha's house. As Sasha grabs Dennis by his belt, drawing him close to her, she whispers in his ear that those that follow the rules at Sasha's house are richly rewarded for their obedience. She sees him smile for the first time in weeks as Dennis happily agrees to her terms. She takes him by the hand and leads him into the kitchen, staying far enough ahead of him that he can see her walk, but close enough to maintain a sense of touch. Sasha seats Dennis at the head of the table and presents him with his plate of food. She doesn't sit at the table with him. She instead stands at the side of the bar so he can see all of her as he eats. Sasha watches as Dennis swallows his food, probably not even knowing or caring what it was that he ate, as his gaze was fixed on her the whole time. She then presents Dennis with a double shot of Goose and straddles him cowgirl style and looks into his eyes. She talks to Dennis, telling him that she had been made aware of the problems he and Ashley had been having and that she was sent as an apology and a punishment and that he would understand what that meant as the night went on as she poured him another double shot. She then leads him to the bedroom where she has soft music playing. Sasha advises him that the cardinal rule is obeying Sasha at all times. She could tell by the problems his pants were having containing his excitement that he was in agreement. She relieves Dennis of his clothes and instructs him on how to remove hers. She tells him to kiss her in the places where she points, and that she will let him know when to add tongue or when to stay with the kiss longer. As they make their way to the bed, she grabs Dennis by his penis, which was now hard as diamonds, and pulls him close to her. Now is the time for the hair tie. As she sits on the bed and in between the slurping and gasping for air, Sasha explains to him what he is to do with this tool she is preparing. When she finally leans back to invite Dennis inside of her, he is surprised by what happens next. Sasha puts one leg on his shoulder and wraps the other leg around his thigh, pulling him into her and holding him there. She places one hand on his hip and the other one on his ass and sets his pace. She shows him what she does when she wants him to go faster and what she does when she wants him to go slower. She tells him when she pulls him in with her legs that that means to go deeper and longer, and that when she moves his hips, that is the pace she needs for that moment. So they began to practice. And the more they practiced, the closer Sasha could feel that Dennis was ready to blow. When she knew he would pop, she would stop and take him out. After about the third time, she took him out, realizing the frustration on his face. She brought him close and told him that his obedience would be greatly rewarded. And she took his penis and swallowed as much of it as she could, as much as she could for as long as she could, and held it without making him blow his wad. Then she would stop for a minute and do it again. When she could no longer hold back the laughter from looking at Dennis's poor knees shaking of the heights of ecstasy that she had brought him to, she figured it was time to finish this lesson. Sasha reassumes the position and talks Dennis through what she is feeling. While he's inside of her, as she reaches orgasm, she sets his pace and tells him to get it how he wants it. A mess is made, and the two of them collapse on the bed. After a few minutes of heavy breathing, Dennis asks Sasha how often can he get these lessons, and how much is tuition? Now, for those that weren't on the phone, they'll probably have to get the rest of that story by going onto the archives and listening to it via the archives. That's been our show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you got what you needed out of it. God bless you. God keep you. We see you next week. Go grab the one you love and hug them real hard and real long. Show them some love. Let them know that you love them and you care about them. Call them up if they're not there and tell them to hurry home. I got something to show you. Y'all have a great week and be blessed. Y'all keep it together.